Greet you in the name of Jesus. Good to be home. I think every time I go, the more I recognize I take too many things for granted. In John chapter 4 and 5, it says, "In him was light, and the life was the light of men. And the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not." When you travel to a place like there's so much darkness, not that there's not darkness here, verses like this just come alive in a different way. And I'll just be very brief. I was very blessed to travel with Brother Tim, and thank you, Barb, for giving up your husband for a week. I was very blessed by walking alongside him over there. And one highlight for me this time was I have been to many of these salt savings groups now again and again, and over a year ago we started them. So the first time we walked alongside them, and here's a group of 20, 30 people sitting on a rural village in Bangladesh on a mat, and somebody's teaching them something. So the first time I was there, there are 30 souls, and that's really about all I could say. 3 months later, I was there again, and I remember that face, and some time later, I was there again, and now there's a little bit of relationship, a little bit of friendship established, and this person was very friendly the last time, or that one. Some little thing clicked, and then soon, Aman would say to me, "That person's reading the Bible, and this person's reading the Bible. This person's on a journey. This person's learning about Jesus," and I've been very blessed to participate or view or see some of the spiritual work that's been there, and whether it's people just listening to discipleship classes or whether it's people being baptized or having communion. And I must say, there was a couple of things that struck me in a very profound way this time as we got to visit three groups. It wasn't a normal meeting time, but it was just a time that we got to go and see these people. They have been meeting for a year now, and it was a whole new special thing to walk into this village and see these people sitting there. That person's a believer. That person was baptized. That person has made a covenant with the Lord Jesus Christ, and there they are in a group of 30 people, 25 people, whatever it is, but there's one, and then there's two, then there's three, and greeting and meeting those people in these groups with all that darkness around them is profound. How does this affect their life in every day? Well, one way it does is like this. Here's a couple sisters sitting on the mat, and these sisters have made a covenant with the Lord Jesus, and they've been baptized. All around them, there are women sitting, big bracelets on their hands, jewelry in their nose, jewelry in their ears. Jewelry in that culture means many things. It means that I am married. It means my husband loves me. It means many different things. But there on the mat are these sisters sitting, no jewelry whatsoever. And around them, they're just the norm, if you will, for that culture. And you see that and you say, these people are willing. They've counted the cost. And this is what they're doing. Not just when we're around, but it happens all the time. John chapter 1 says, "In him was life, and the life was the light of men, and the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not." God bless you.
Enjoy going. I really enjoyed it. I can't begin to convey to you what I saw in the last week. It's many things going through my mind as I think about going. Culture is so different than ours. As I saw these people, I had to think, to me it was a new experience. To them, it's their daily life. This is where they live. This is where they are. And as Clyde talked about darkness, there's much darkness there. And as I think about what we are trying to establish over there, what we are trying to accomplish, I believe we need to be there, giving them a foundation, showing them where it all starts in Jesus, giving them something to build on. I don't think it's up to us to build their church, but I believe it's up to us to show them, get them started, show them the foundation. I was impressed too in a much different way than Clyde as he's building on his relationship of going there. He said he felt like he was coming home. To me, it certainly didn't feel like coming home, but I enjoyed it. The many things that I had learned as I saw the people, to me, it now puts a face to a lot of names I hear, to a lot of places I hear about. I can somewhat envision. You don't near learn everything in a week's time, but I enjoyed it, and I am thankful for the opportunity that I had to go. And I believe our vision needs to be to continue helping them to become established in God's Word. There is much need there. I can say again, I truly appreciated the privilege I had to go. I'm not sure I could stand here for a whole day and I couldn't describe what all is there, and yet I believe it's a people that this is where God has placed them. They're living there, and some at least are searching and seeking. And I believe as we have the opportunity, I think it's up to us to just give, as we were blessed in many ways, that in material ways that they are not. We have the opportunity to do something for them. And I was just blessed again as I saw some of that, and I don't want to forget it as I come home, but try and remember some of those lessons as I continue processing what that all means, what that, you know, means for us. So I'll just say thank you for the opportunity I had.